Hey everyone, it's Angela Stevens with the podcast Refocus with Angela.com. I am so excited to introduce you to our guest today. She is so interesting because she came from the corporate world and she's also a senior certified ADHD coach. We're going to find out more about her, but her name is Bonnie Minku, and I'm going to go into all of her background, but she actually found out she had ADD in her late 40s and left a corporate career to be an ADHD coach. So we're going to find out more, but let's jump right in. So Bonnie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So I'm curious. Let's jump right in. So you left the corporate world. Give us a few companies that you've worked with in the past.
Well, the last company I worked with was Ernst & Young, that is now known mainly as EY. They were one of the top five consulting firms at the time. That was in 1999. I was also with the fourth largest financial institution, First Chicago, which no longer exists under that name either. I worked in marketing for Pillsbury and for Seagram's. So I've had at least a couple of different careers that were big corporate.
Awesome. So what was it that made the change of, so you got diagnosed, we want to hear about that. So, but what was it that said, I'm going to make this change?
Really, it was art. So I took up art, decided to take up oil painting. I was in my 40s. I'd, never painted at all before and got very passionate about oil painting. And it sort of became my whole life outside of work. I was working for a consulting firm that wanted to have me out of town 5 days a week working for corporate clients, which made it pretty hard to come home at night and work on a big oil painting, when you're in a hotel room. So I was trying to find a way to continue to do what I do, which was coaching and training and consulting for corporations, but do it on my own and not have to go through the consulting firm.
Right.
And luckily, a friend of mine was in charge of a big change initiative for United Airlines, and he was able to bring me on as an independent. So I could leave Ernst & Young. I signed a contract to go to United. Unfortunately, they were out of town, and it was an 18-month contract. So I had 18 more months of being out of town every week, but then I was free and I was independent. However, I had no clients. And so I now had my freedom from corporate. I had to call on corporations as a vendor to offer my services. And I was avoiding my desk and just doing everything to avoid building my business, even though I knew I had to build my business. And found out I was ADHD. And that kind of explained why I was having so much trouble getting started. The whole, I know what I have to do. I couldn't get myself to do it kind of thing.
Doesn't it? I tell you, when you get diagnosed, you go, oh, now I know why, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I hadn't a clue before. I really thrived in a deadline-driven environment. I had been in very high-pressure, deadline-driven corporate jobs my whole life. And I never struggled with it. I never procrastinated. You couldn't. You had to, you had deadlines. You had to just do it.
Yeah.
And so suddenly on my own, I was completely like a turtle on my back.
Yeah.
And it was due to the ADHD.
Awesome. And so then you got certified, right?
I signed up for a year-long training program to coach people with ADHD. So I had already been an executive coach for years.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd have to go back to training to be a coach, but ADHD was a whole new world.
Yeah. And there's a process. I mean, it's a lengthy training process to get there. So so the focus, there's a lot of coaches out there, right? So talk to us about your market, like who you help and what makes you different.
Well, who I help are adults with ADHD. Mm-hmm. I've had a few teenagers over the years, but really I would say my market is adults.
Okay.
Primarily working adults. I work with a lot of corporate adults or people that work in organization settings. That was the milieu I was very comfortable with, but also a lot of entrepreneurs or people who want to become entrepreneurs. So you may have people that are working in corporate, but their dream is to have their own business.
Yeah.
I've invested a lot in various masterminds over the 21 years I've been coaching. So I can pass on a lot of the great knowledge I've learned from real entrepreneurial gurus. And I help my clients who want to start their own business with that. But what makes me really different, I think, among ADHD coaches is my very long and strong corporate background.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I combine the two, really.
Before we started our podcast today, we were talking that a lot of parents who are working that have kids that have ADHD don't even know that they are ADD or ADHD and maybe haven't been diagnosed and don't really necessarily need to be diagnosed, but you can help those individuals, right? Because whether it's on the corporate side or just productive or organization, you have that ability to help both types of people, correct?
Yeah, the diagnosis really isn't so important. What's important is that the individual can get to recognize certain patterns they have of things that keep getting in their way. Or sometimes they may realize they have a pattern of they just keep getting tripped up by the same thing and they don't know why. They don't know exactly what's getting in their way, but they know they just can't get over a certain kind of a hump over and over and over again. So I would say, that's like having traits of ADHD.
Yeah.
They may or may not be diagnosed with it.
Exactly. So I love that. I love that. I really do, because I think I'm one of those parents, right? That I didn't know I was diagnosed at 45. And so it made sense. So whether you are or not, I found myself that I wasn't focused or organized. And the best money I ever spent, and I always say this, is I researched and I found an ADHD business coach. And it was the best money I spent. He's in Canada and he did video and he really got me to help change my mindset of really running my businesses. And so I think that's something that you would do, as well. So check her out. We're going to give you links on this, but today we're going to talk to you just about you, Bonnie. So talk to us, you're a coach, but we're all human, right? So let's say you have one of those days and you're working, but nothing is making sense and your desk is not organized. And let's say you've got a couple of clients that you've got to meet with. How do you start your day? How do you get focused in the day?
Well, I'll say the one thing I learned from the ADD Coach Academy that saved my business. I'll say saved my life is a little dramatic. So I'll say saved my business or allowed me to even have a business.
Yeah.
Was something I learned about rituals and how important a pleasant ritual can be for someone with ADHD.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is a ritual, give yourself full permission to do whatever it is that you crave to do first thing in the morning that will then, in my case, that would then allow me to flow into going to my desk willingly and working. Because what I was doing is I knew what I wanted to do in the morning. I lived in Greenwich Village at the time, and across the street from my apartment was Bagel Bob's, and Bagel Bob's was a little like takeout bagel place, but they had a counter in the window, and I wanted to sit in the window, read the New York Times, the hard copy. They didn't have anything like that online in those days. I wanted to sit and read the New York Times while sitting in the counter at Bagel Bob's, having bagel and coffee. And I never allowed myself to do that because I felt so guilty how unproductive I was and that I wasn't building my business and I wasn't working. What I learned from ADD Coach Academy is that what I was craving was that morning ritual. And if I allowed myself to fully indulge myself with that morning ritual, I was very willing then to go to my desk.
That
was the turning point for me.
That's beautiful. And I think we're all like that. I mean, I have mine and I get up on my, I catch up on the news and everything, but you're right. If I rush right into my work, I'm not organized for the day. And I know that. So, what about having a clean desk? Is that something?
I don't have one.
You don't have one. I love it.
But never.
But is that something that maybe might help many? Mine's not like that either, but I strive for it. That's something, that I strive for, but that's awesome. Any other tips like for other people that you can give to start their day? Because I think a lot of people, especially with the pandemic, what I've heard is they wake up and they're almost panicked, right?
Yeah. Well,
they wake up, whether you have ADD or not, they wake up panicked and they feel like there's not enough hours in the day, right? So how do we calm that brain down?
I'm going to go back to ritual again. So if somebody wakes up panicked, they are probably not waking up thinking of what pleasant and calming thing they're going to be doing. Yeah. They're panicked. They're going to rush to their desk. They're probably going to spend a lot of time at their desk not doing anything productive at all because they're just kind of panicked. Mm-hmm. Maybe shuffling papers. Maybe if they are someone who's distracted by a messy desk, mm-hmm. they probably should, you know, have a clean desk.
Yeah.
But it sounds like what they've not done is, say, the night before, write down maybe the one, two, or three things they want to get accomplished the next day. Mm-hmm. They yeah. probably don't have a ritual that is pleasant or calming before they even get to their desk. So I would urge people that tend to operate that way to not approach their work until they already know what are the at most three things they're going to say they'll do that day.
Yeah.
And I don't care if their to-do list is 50 items on it, which it probably does. Those are meaningless.
Yeah.
Out of all of that, they need to pick what are the three very specific steps maybe that need to get done that day and that they'll do. And have that in front of them, maybe on an index card on like or a post-it note on their computer screen or something that they are going to see that and think, if nothing else, those few things, or maybe one, you know, of those, what they're going to do.
I think that's great advice. I'm actually going to add something to that. Something that I've actually started doing that's really helpful is we have to do a brain dump, right? We got to get it out of all of our head. Mm-hmm. Whether it's 50 things, we have to, if we don't, we forget, right? And so what I've been doing is I have a large write on wipe off board and I put all of my things that I have to do. And what's interesting is I have an assistant. And she will go through, and if there's anything she can help with, she kind of looks at it and says, "Let me take that off your plate." And nice. That is really so. If you have a team, I would say they've been really great to do that. And so we just started that, and that's a system for us that's been working. But there's a lot of different types of systems, right? But you got to find the system that works for you.
Yeah,
I think many coaches would agree with that. Tell us about. When you are working, do you have any examples of some of your clients that, maybe came from the corporate world, how you've helped them to kind of give us an idea of maybe how you can help others?
Well, if they've come from corporate, depends what they're coming for. So sometimes I have people that are in corporate and they come to me because they got a bad performance review. So they're sort of panicked. And sometimes I have people that just want to be getting ahead at a rate that they're not. And in those cases, I kind of switch into my sort of office politics mold. So I'm able to coach them and it's not strictly an ADHD thing, but at that point becomes more maybe like business coaching.
Yeah.
And getting to understand their business environment and what they can do to gain more positive visibility. And so it's kind of a combination of those two.
Right. Right.
Then
right.
I have people that came from the business world, but they're starting their own business on their own. Mm-hmm. And that's where their ADHD might be kicking in a little more, but mm-hmm. also the overwhelm because there's such a vast amount of information out there on what to do when you're starting your business or how to market your business. And people could get completely overwhelmed by it. So whatever situation it is, you want to start with them where they are. And also I want to get a sense of what are their traits and tendencies. So I've developed a little quiz. And it's based on the metaphor of your brain being a private bus, and there are 8 different characters aboard that bus, that at any time, any one of them can run up and grab the wheel and start driving.
Yeah.
And so the quiz is called Who Drives Your Bus? And it's a kind of a quick way to get at what character, what tendency do you have that just grabs the wheel and starts driving and usually drives you off the road or into a ditch or, derails you in some way or another.
Right.
And that can be a good starting point to get some sort of insight into them and their tendencies. And then, looking at what kind of things are throwing them off. Yeah. And if anyone's interested in the quiz, it's at thrivewithadd.com/quiz.
I love that. That's great.
Who drives your bus?
That's a perfect analogy as well, because again, we are something my son who has ADHD mentioned to me the other day. He said, "You always advise reaching for the stars, right?" And he goes, you do that. And I said, "Yeah, I do." And I said, "But the thing is the only person that's holding you back is you." I said, whatever, if you're happy doing this role, and you don't have to reach for the stars, reach for what works for you. It's interesting that he noticed that about me.
Yeah,
but I said, it's not my journey. I said, your journey, you know, figure out what makes you tick, you know, so let's focus on that, not me.
Well, I'll sometimes have people that are great at reaching for the stars, but they may need a ladder to step on to reach for those stars.
That's right. Absolutely.
So it's, you know, like sometimes it's identifying their roadblocks and what's missing. And sometimes their roadblock isn't represented by one of those characters in their head.
Yeah.
It might be outside roadblocks, but for some reason, the same kind of outside roadblock keeps happening again and again and again. And maybe they're not anticipating it. They're not strategizing for it.
Definitely.
So people have patterns. They always have patterns.
So if you can't see us by video, we're talking and I love it because Bonnie has this adorable cat that just walked behind her. I love it. Talk to us a little bit about that because I think a lot of people that ADD, ADHD, that I'm allergic to cats, so I can't have them. But whether it's a pet can be healing. A pet can be calming. What do pets do for you or what can they do for others?
Well, I'd love to say they give unconditional love, except I have cats.
No.
I think you can say that about dogs more than cats. And cats, you've got to, you know, deserve their love a little bit more.
That's true.
But I think, you know, cats don't care that you screwed up in your life.
Yeah.
They just, you know, they want to be with you. They want to be comfortable. If you feed them, they love you.
Exactly.
No, exactly. I sound cynical about cats. I'm really not. I am a cat person and I love cats, but
I had a cat when I was younger and I love it. And when I found out I was allergic, my mother inherited it, but and she lost that cat, but she wants one again.
Because
she lives alone and it's
essential during COVID.
Yeah. It's companionship. But with my son, I just wanted to mention that I'm divorced and his dad has a cat. So when he would go visit his dad, the cat was calming to him. Mm-hmm. And it was, so he was a teenager, very calming. So I think that's a really important benefit for some people.
I like long-haired cats because I like to sort of rub my hands in their fur. It is calming.
It is. So we have a lot of people that write to us and say, ask this question. Okay. One of our most popular ones is about failure. And how do you get beyond failure and kind of get yourself back with focus? Have you experienced failure?
Oh,
and
God.
If you have, can you give us an example of kind of how you bounced back?
Well, it's interesting. I think a whole lot that feelings about failure are very influenced by whether somebody is kind of driven with toxic shame. And a lot of people with ADHD, unfortunately, suffer from toxic shame. And when someone suffers from shame, instead of seeing an incident as an incident, they see it as indicative of a reason to be totally ashamed of their entire being. And so what happens there, and in my quiz, it's a character I call Emotional Emma. She starts driving the bus, you know, drives it off in a ditch somewhere. So when you're really feeling a lot of shame, your rational mind has shut off and you're catastrophizing. And you're thinking, whatever you failed in, this means you are a failure in life. You have no business pursuing whatever it was that you experienced that failure in. So you're sort of extrapolating from this incident, or maybe it's more than an incident. In my case, you know, I was maybe really failing at a whole career direction that I tried to take. And that's happened a couple of times. And instead of stepping back and thinking, what can I learn from this for the future? Their automatic knee-jerk reaction might be, what I've learned is I'm a failure. What I've learned is I can't do anything like this. And they don't pick apart, okay, what is it about this experience that made me fail? What is it if I had done a little differently, maybe I wouldn't have failed? You know, and that's the more intellectual problem-solving approach. I failed my initial attempts to go independent. I was offered a position as an independent representative to sell marketing programs. This is when I was still involved in corporate marketing. And I, you know, grabbed the thought of, oh, not having to be an employee anymore. Well, it involved sitting in my office at home at my desk, staring at my wall, calling all day long, calling to get appointments with corporate brand managers, of which I used to be one, you know, to get in and sell them a promotional program.
Right.
I am bad at sales. And I was kind of phone phobic. I always had a hard time when I was a kid picking up the phone and calling people.
Yeah.
This was a nightmare job for me. And it's boring to do nothing but pick up the phone, pick up the phone, pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Unless you're, and there are people, God love them, are driven by sales and they love it.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of people who are good at that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, and I was undiagnosed ADHD. So there I was in like the worst possible job one could design for someone like me on so many levels. Well, I failed at it. And I don't remember, I'm trying to remember back at the time, did I declare, well, then I just can't be independent. I don't know. I think then at that point, I didn't go back to employment. I bought an advertising franchise for direct mail advertising. Mm. So that involved me running around the town that my franchise area is covered, going into small businesses and selling them advertising.
So you're, again, you're in sales. Yeah.
Yeah. You think I'd make that connection, but no, I did not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that one, I wouldn't say I failed at so much as I just found it harder and harder and harder to get myself to want to do it. I was very unmotivated about doing it.
Yeah. And I always
say, those are failures.
Yeah. And, you know, I say failures make you who you are.
Well, what they made me ultimately do, and put a strain on my marriage. My husband, who was he was a Romanian immigrant, you know, really valued stability. And, you know, I was a corporate employee when he met me.
I'm married to an engineer. I get it. Yeah. Yeah.
He was a software engineer.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. And when I was a single mom, I was all commission, and that I would never advise somebody because I had no support, but we make ourselves do what we have to do in those times. Right.
And I didn't do that so well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all have a journey, right? We all have a journey, and sometimes it brings us back. But it sounds like you found your niche now, because
I did a couple of career changes later. Yeah. So this isn't uncommon, of course, with ADHD to have multiple careers or completely change careers a few times. Now the rest of the world, I think, is catching up to us. But back then it was the 80s, you know, it wasn't so normal to completely change careers in middle age.
Absolutely. I have three businesses. That's what I say. It's probably the reason I've done it so well, because I could go from one thing to another, but you got to manage that, right? You have to manage that. So tell me this, in your life, who has inspired you?
That was an interesting question. And, you know, you had dropped me a little hint you were going to ask me about that. So I got to really think about that. And I realized, you know, usually the typical response might be someone you knew from childhood or someone when you were young. And where I am now, I didn't have anyone when I was young to inspire me, because my parents were civil service employees. They were all about stability and paycheck and, you know, you don't take big risks. So I had nobody inspiring me in anything entrepreneurial.
Right. Yeah.
And I would say, ironically, the people who inspired me are the people that I signed up for their training. David Gawork of ADD Coach Academy, very inspiring. Really made me feel great that I had decided to become an ADHD coach. He made it all very doable and learnable and understandable.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was great. And then I've studied under some really fantastic people who train people in entrepreneurship and entrepreneurial and internet marketing.
Yes.
Like Murray Forleo's B School is fantastic. And well, the big thing I have now and had for the last few years is my ADHD membership program, Productivity Pathfinder. I could not have done that without Stu McLaren's class called Tribe, in which he teaches people how to create a membership program. And it's funny, it's not so much that they are, quote, inspirational. I guess for me, what I valued is the really great step-by-step way they laid out their training.
Yeah. Yeah.
And awesome. That was the inspirational part, that they made it all so understandable and so doable.
Right. And I am a self-help junkie. I'm one of these people that I always want to learn. I think we can all do better in life, right? I think we can learn. My mother learned how to play the piano at age 45, right? Or 25, excuse me. And she, you know, back then you didn't do that. So learning a new skill later in life or changing careers later in life, do it. You know, if it's in your drive and you want to do it, it's okay, right? It's okay. So, so we're going to put a link on our website about where they can reach you. But for anybody who's listening to this, if they're interested in you, can you tell us where to find you?
My website is thrivewithadd.com, and that's T-H-R-I-V-E with ADD. I've learned that a lot of people, when they hear me say that, they think I'm saying drive like drive a car. So I have to spell it. Okay.
So it's thrive.
Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, W-I-T-H-A-D-D.com. Okay. Uh-huh. And my membership program to help people with traits of ADHD achieve self-mastery is productivitypathfinder.com.
Repeat again the bus quiz.
Oh, thrivewithadd.com/quiz.
Perfect. Okay, great. Well, I could talk to you all day long. I think you are amazing. Believe me, when you work with Bonnie, you're going to be like, wow, I feel like I've known her all my life. She's got so much to offer. And again, what she offers over really a lot of different coaches is she's got that corporate world experience. So if you're finding yourself an entrepreneur or in that corporate world, and you are an adult that really just kind of needs that extra help with focus and kind of bringing your life together, I would highly recommend that you reach out to Bonnie and find out more about her. First of all, Bonnie, we have one of our most favorite questions at the end of this podcast, and I always find it interesting. But when you are needing to go somewhere and you need to have game on, you need to focus, what is the name or the song or the genre that you listen to that gets you going?
All right. I'll date myself here. A 60s station.
I love that.
Just plain old turn on FM radio, whatever the 60s station is.
I love that. I love all kinds of music. Any song that jumps out to you?
My Sharona. Best driving music.
My Sharona.
My Sharona. I don't even remember what year it was.
Yeah.
But My Sharona, no matter how cold it might be outside, if that would come on, you know, roll down the windows and blast it.
I love that. Thank you so much for being on this podcast. I think you're going to really give people an insight to, you know, if they're an entrepreneur and they're kind of finding themselves not being able to focus, or if they're ADD and they're really struggling, I think they're really going to enjoy knowing more about you and finding out about you. Thank you so much for doing this. You've been a pleasure.
Well, you're welcome. It's been great being on the show.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Refocus Careers. If you're looking for a career coach to get you back on track, check us out at refocuscareers.com. We offer a three-step methodology that's going to help you evaluate where you're at, what you want to do, help you with your resume, and give you a plan to get you on your way. No matter what you do in life, don't forget to stop, take a moment, and refocus.